For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. A deadly mass shooting at a synagogue in Pittsburgh. Wendell Hisrich is emergency management chief with the city.
There were 11 fatalities as a result of the shooting incident. There were no children. There were additionally 6 injuries, to include 4 of the police officers.
Officials say the gunman, Robert Bowers, has a history of anti-Semitic posts on social media. He was arrested and taken to the hospital. David Zubik is a bishop in Pittsburgh.
It's going to touch this entire community simply because violence is going to rock the foundation of our lives, but it also causes everybody to be worried, could I be the next victim?
President Trump is condemning the attack.
The vile, hate-filled poison of anti-Semitism must be condemned and confronted everywhere and anywhere it appears.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wayne Allyn-Root Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes 6 different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one, too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. But do it now.
Rocket fire has stopped between Hamas-linked forces in the Israeli military after Egypt stepped in to mediate a ceasefire. The skies in Gaza are quiet now after massive shelling over the weekend. The Israeli military saying Palestinian Islamic Jihad launched more than 30 rockets into Israel, but many were intercepted by Israel's Iron Dome aerial defense system. A new report on the U.S. economic growth is released, and USA's Chris Barnes has details from Washington.
The Commerce Department report showing the economy grew faster than expected in the year's third quarter at an annual rate of 3.5%. Now, that's slightly better than the 3.3% analysts had forecast, but slower than this year's second quarter when GDP grew by 4.2%. First quarter GDP growth was only 2.2%. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Facebook has removed dozens of Iranian-based accounts for contributing disinformation campaigns against the United States. The social media giant said in a statement it removed multiple pages, groups, and accounts that originated in Iran for engaging in coordinated, inauthentic behavior on Facebook and on Instagram. A total of 82 accounts were purged, according to Facebook. They uncovered a propaganda operation traced to Iranian state media in August. They said it was the largest of its kind since Russian operatives spread falsehoods during the 2016 presidential election. Facebook says no ties to the Iranian government were found in the purged accounts. Just in time for Halloween, USA Radio's Rick Vincent gives us a story about witchcraft.
A 27-year-old woman working as a psychic in Toronto is charged with pretending to practice witchcraft, fraud over $5,000, and possession of property obtained by a crime. York Regional Police Officer Lori Nickel tells CTV Samantha Stevenson bilked a 67-year-old man out of thousands of dollars.
She essentially convinced him that his residence and himself were being followed sort of by evil spirits, and that the only way to remove these evil spirits was to sell the house and transfer her all the money, where she would be doing blessings and different spells.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
For USA Radio News,